welcome to your March 2024 BeaverPod News Flash. Today is Thursday, the 28th. This month, Beaver announces the theme for this year's Congress as One Health. President Roger Smith and his Congress committee, chaired by Michael Schrammer, have invited five human medical experts to make some comparative links with human medicine in their presentations. Human orthopaedic surgeon Professor Andy Carr will be presenting the Peter Rossdale Memorial Lecture on Tendinopathy. Big names from the equine veterinary community include Beaver's Vice President Bruce Bladen, Peter Clegg, Derek Nottenbelt, Camilla Scott, Tim Barnett, Marie Rippingale in an expanded stream for nurses, and Simon Curtis features in Saturday's Farriery stream. Olympic gold medalist Sally Gunnell will deliver an opening speech on maximising performance, while Dean Richardson will present on equine fracture management for the John Hickman Memorial Lecture. Congress will be held from the 11th to the 14th of September in Liverpool, and the full programme is now live on the Beaver Congress website. Super early bird tickets are available from the 4th of March, saving member delegates up to £200. We're also inviting nominations for the 2024 Nurse Empowerment Award to celebrate individuals who go above and beyond to champion the role of the equine veterinary nurse. Nominations close on Friday, the 26th of April. And this month we've launched a new resource, which is the product of much hard work from Beaver Council member Ian Beamish and the Clinical Practice Committee. So much thanks goes to them. A series of templates have been created to allow veterinary practices to determine who is the 24/7 veterinary care provider and who is the limited service provider. These templates can be found at the website and on the Beaver Buddy app. The RCVS have now established a working group to oversee Veterinary Clinical Career Pathways VCCP project, the aims of which are developing a curriculum for speciality training in primary care and general practice, providing greater definition around veterinary clinical roles and statuses, including that of advanced practitioner, and developing more flexible routes to specialist training and status. The group will be chaired by renowned medical educationalist and retired GP, Professor Nick Cooper. The college is inviting veterinary professionals with an interest in speciality training in primary care to attend a focus group, which will begin to look at the needs of the profession in this respect and contribute to the development of a proposed curriculum. If you're interested in attending the focus group, it will take place on Friday, the 3rd of May, between 9:30 and 4:30 at the Woburn House Conference Centre. The RCVS has also responded to the CMA review of the veterinary sector and welcomed the recommendation to modernise the college's regulatory framework through new legislation. More about this can be read on the Beaver News webpage. RCVS Council and Veterinary Nurse Council elections are open, and this year we have two large animal-orientated candidates, Beaver member and former President Mark Bowen and cattle vet Paddy Gordon. Voting closes at 5pm on Friday, the 26th of April. The joint endeavour between the Royal College and the British Veterinary Nursing Association, called VN Futures Project, will be sponsoring and supporting a series of RCVS engagement events over the summer. These will aim to draw out the views of RVNs and SVNs on their aspirations for the future of veterinary nursing. This year's National Equine Forum saw two joint winners receive the Sir Colin Spedding Award. Kirsty Withnall was recognised for her tireless determination as an RSPCA case officer in bringing to justice those responsible for causing unnecessary suffering to animals. And Amanda Stoddart West was acknowledged for her pioneering work to enhance equine well-being as a coordinator of the Great Yorkshire Show. In addition, Anne Dicker, managing partner of the Catherton Stud, was highly commended as an award finalist for her work in helping to unite the equine sector. The awards were presented by HRH the Princess Royal, who is president of the National Equine Forum. British Equestrian has launched its Charter for the Horse, which sees its 19 member bodies and associated industry leaders unite and commit to endorsing the highest standards of equine welfare, well-being and ethics. The Equine Infectious Disease Surveillance Group has provided the following update. There's an update from the Cambridge Vet School's Equine Virology Team, which is funded by the HBLB. They've identified a novel variant of H3N8 Florida Clade 1 equine influenza virus in a horse recently imported into the UK from Europe. The variant exhibits two previously unseen amino acid changes in antigenic sites. The team emphasises the importance of continuous evaluation of vaccine efficacy, as there's always a risk of genetic divergence in equine influenza, which could compromise vaccine efficacy. In light of this discovery, veterinary surgeons are encouraged to actively participate in equine influenza surveillance through the HBLB Equine Influenza Surveillance Scheme. By identifying and sampling suspect cases and sharing clinical information with the EIDS team, vets play a crucial role in monitoring and controlling the spread of the virus. Registered UK vet practices have access to the free PCR testing and expert advice through the scheme, which can be found via the EIDS website, www.equinesurveillance.org. Furthermore, the EIDS emphasises the importance of enhancing biosecurity measures, especially as we enter a season where horse movement typically increases. They recommend adhering to the four eights, which is vaccinate against infectious diseases, isolate suspected and confirmed cases, investigate animals displaying clinical signs, and communicate promptly when disease is confirmed. These measures are essential for mitigating the risk of disease spread within the equine population. In terms of in-person CPD coming up, we have objective gait analysis taking place on Thursday the 23rd of May at Slimbridge Wetland Centre in Gloucestershire. Then on Friday the 7th of June, we've got the Beaver AVA Equine Anaesthesia and Analgesia course, which is taking place at the University of Glasgow Veterinary School. There's last few places left on the Fundamentals of Radiography course, which is happening at Rainbow Equine in Yorkshire on Wednesday the 12th of June, and one space left on the Advanced Dental and Sinus Surgery course on Thursday the 13th of June at Rossdales in Newmarket. There's one space left on the Fundamentals of Lameness, Laminitis and Farriery on Thursday the 13th of June, and further spaces available on the same course being held again on Thursday the 4th of July. Both of those are being held at the Horse Trust in Buckinghamshire. For other Beaver podcasts this month, we've got EVJ in Conversation, which is a recording of the Peter Rostell Clinical Evidence Lecture from Beaver Congress 2023, which features Sarah Freeman on how we can change hearts and minds to improve equine health and welfare. And this month's Eve podcast is hosted by Chiara Morelli, and she speaks with Christopher Baldwin about his article, A Review of Prevention and Management of Castration Complications. In this month's Beaver Pod Life episode, Master Farrier Ben Benson talks to us about building bridges between the farriery and veterinary professions. And in our second Beaver Pod Focus episode, Fleur Whitlock of the Equine Infectious Disease Surveillance Group tells us about the wake-up call that is emergence of multi-drug-resistant Rhodococcus equi, which is demonstrating the capacity to transfer resistance. We've added links in the podcast description for more information on everything covered in this episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month.